Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. He would be Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple of different ways. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, we have some real college hoops to be talking. Obviously, teams punching their ticket for March Madness. Obviously, baseball happening. NBA hoops going on. We can always talk NFL free agency, brothers. So, never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. I said we needed something to have a good feeling about getting us back to sports. And you know what? These tournaments so far, Mike, they have not disappointed. Very excited about March Madness and what's to come, brother.
Talk about a good feeling. I got a really good feeling this morning, man. My school, Oregon State, punched their ticket last night. So, tell me, my boys are dancing. I'm excited.
Kids on cloud nine, people. Yeah, I mean, it is that time of the year where dreams happen and sometimes bubbles are burst. And you know what? Congrats to your Oregon State Beavers, man. Hartford, bunch of teams that are already in. We'll get all diving into it, but keep it close, everybody. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Babwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting to launch a new business, be sure to set it up as an LLC or some other legal entity. Even if you're self-employed and don't have anyone else working for you, you should set up your business as a separate taxable entity from the beginning. Some professionals skip this step while they're still ramping up their client base, but it usually costs $1,000 or less and almost instantly protects your personal assets from any legal trouble your business might get into. So be sure to create an entity that keeps things separate. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Three balls, two strikes. The wind, the pitch.
And called, strike three. This one's over. And once again, Oregon State owns Omaha. And the able arm of Kevin Able leads the way with a title game shutout. 5-0 Beavers. Oregon State, the 2018 baseball national champions.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. The relevance of that is, obviously, Mike Wilson's Oregon State Beavers have punched their ticket to March Madness. So not only do they have a baseball squad, Mike, all of a sudden, you got a basketball squad at Oregon State, brother. Again, like, I get the excitement that you have. I understand it, brother. This is a special thing for schools to have happen for them. And let's face it, dude. Nobody was expecting Oregon State to win this thing. It would have almost been as unpredictable as, let's say, I don't know, ASU winning that thing, right? Like, so congratulations, brother. I honestly feel good for you, bro.
No, it is, you know, I think half my family are Ducks, the other half are Beavers. We just don't talk to the Duck side of the family. But we are excited. It was totally unexpected. They struggled throughout the year. We had the fifth seed in the tournament. They got hot. They owned the Ducks all year. Every time they played, they beat the Ducks every single time. They beat UCLA in the tourney. They beat a good Colorado team who's probably going to the big dance as well last night by two. So, you know, look, everybody can say what they want about the Beavers being the champs, but look, they went through the gauntlet, they beat who they had to beat, and they punched their ticket.
Dude, you're funny as all hell. That's all I can say, man. Okay, anyways, let's shift gears and let's hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John. Hope all is well. You got Mike, you got Andy. How are you, man? How's everything going?
Morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. And hope you two can say the same thing. Still a little cool here, so I'm not going to offer to change weather and locations because I know what you'd say. But if the sun is shining, so spring is probably somewhere around the corner. Whether it's hiding behind the corner or coming straight at us, we don't really know yet.
Well, if you can believe this, it was cold enough the other day for me to not to decline playing golf because I wanted to avoid injury. So to be honest with you, we've had our spell of a little bit of cold weather as well, John. So it just is kind of in the air right now. But looks like we're kind of coming around this morning because sun is out, like you were talking about for you. Sun's out here, and I do think we're going to have ourselves a pretty good week. But let's talk some baseball to start out here. Obviously, with the Oregon State Beavers getting their when they won the College World Series, now Mike's all giddy about his college basketball team getting to the dance, and we'll see if they're one and done or however the heck, however far they wind up getting. But you know, I've got a serious question, and I'm going to just start it out. I've heard a rumor that potentially my Milwaukee Brewers have one of, if not the best defensive teams in all of baseball. Am I being sold a bill of goods, or is there some truth to that?
I think there's some truth to it. Certainly the addition of Jackie Bradley Jr. On a two-year deal as an outfielder makes a great deal of sense in terms of strengthening the defense. I mean, here's a guy that, in my mind, is probably underrated. And, I mean, it's hard to say that a guy that's played in Boston and has been an MVP is underrated. But I was, frankly, very surprised how long he remained a free agent over the offseason. I didn't expect him to be snapped up in November or December, but I didn't think it would be within a week of spring training before we saw Mr. Bradley sign a contract with a major league team. I think that's a big coup for the Brewers, and certainly he adds an awful lot to that team. Yeah, there's no question that they're a good team. Their pitching staff is pretty solid, and we all know what kind of a contribution pitching makes to your defense. They sort of complement each other, and I guess in terms of numbers, Bradley is probably a replacement for Ryan Braun, and quite frankly, I think he's a better replacement because I think he's a better athlete, and he's also 5 or 6 years younger. So I think that's a good signing on behalf of the Brewers. So short answer to your question is, yeah, I think it's a legitimate statement.
John, good morning. This is Mike. And, yeah, Andy's right. I'm a little giddy this morning because my Beavs punched their ticket, totally unexpected. But I will say this about the baseball team in Corvallis. That 2018 team has two players that are the top prospects in Trevor Larnach and Adalie Rutschman in the Twins organization and the Orioles organization. So we kick out some players for the major leagues. Anyways, with that being said, is there anything that you've seen so far that concerns you with any of the teams in the major leagues?
Well, it's early in spring training, of course.
Right.
I guess the average team is that some teams have played as few as 7 games, some have played as many as 12. I guess the thing, there's a couple of surprises and a couple of, I wouldn't say shocks, because in spring training you just never know. You don't know who is playing. You don't know whether a star is working on something and therefore is vulnerable. You don't know whether a guy is getting his strikeouts against guys that are ticketed for A-ball. You don't know whether a young pitcher is struggling because he's throwing to major leaguers rather than to the A-ball guys he's going to be throwing to during the season. But I guess four teams that have sort of surprised me with how slow they've gotten out of the gate in spring training. In a game, we're only talking 2 weeks' worth of spring training, so it's early. But I'm surprised the White Sox are 2-8. I'm surprised the Padres are 5-8. I'm surprised Tampa Bay is 4-8, and I'm surprised that the Cardinals are 4-4. That's four teams that I thought were going to be very strong this coming season for all the reasons that we know about in terms of trades and farm systems and signing free agents. I'm frankly quite shocked to see those teams struggling the way that they've been struggling. But again, unless you watch these teams every day and you see which guys are playing and which guys are not playing and who is being protected and who's only pitching one inning and who's only getting one at bat, it's pretty hard to tell whether that's really the Chicago White Sox or whether that's their Class A team that's been playing. Same thing with San Diego. You know, looking on the positive side, three teams that have surprised me, number one would be Kansas City. I didn't expect to see them at 10-3. They've been down for a number of years. And two teams that a little bit above 500 that have surprised me so far are the Colorado Rockies, especially after trading Arenado. I didn't think they would be that much of a team. So to see them at 7-5 is a little bit of a surprise. And to see the Boston Red Sox at 7-5 is a little bit of a surprise, too. I've sort of come to the conclusion that Boston is in a huge retool. They won't use the word rebuild because that's just not the way they do things in Boston. But I'm a little puzzled that Boston is 7-5. Frankly, I didn't think those three teams, Boston, Kansas City, and Colorado, would be that good. But again, we're 2 weeks into spring training. We're halfway through spring training. An awful lot can change between now and the end of the month, and an awful lot more can change after the 1st of April when we see the real 26-man rosters on the field.
Hey, John, let me ask you about the Nationals. Do they rebound a little bit? I know you mentioned Kansas City because obviously they've gotten out of the gates pretty impressively at 10-3. But again, it's spring ball. I wouldn't get too excited one way or the other, but we know about the Nationals. They won it and then they went in the tank. So do they rebound?
I have to think they do. That's going to be a very interesting division because that has become, in my mind, probably the most competitive division in Major League Baseball now, given the way that teams have traded and spent money over the offseason. Washington, we know, is pretty strong. The Braves were winners last year. The Mets have strengthened themselves. Miami was a big surprise last year. Maybe they're not going to go away. And Philadelphia has re-signed some pretty strong free agents. But I look at that Washington pitching staff, and I look at names like Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin. They signed John Lester for, I believe, 1 year at $2 million. That's a huge bargain to pick up a guy like that for a year at $2 million. Slot him into the third or fourth, maybe even the fifth spot. That tells you that roster is pretty deep. Their bullpen's pretty strong. They've signed Brad Hand. They've got Will Harris, Daniel Hudson. Then you look at the guys that they've got on the field, and you're talking about guys that are just good ball players. They signed Josh Harrison from the Pirates. They signed Schwarber from the Cubs. They've got some pretty good players. I just don't see them not being in it. And of course, we all know about Juan Soto. Here's a kid, 22 years old, might be the next superstar in Major League Baseball. So, do the Nationals rebound? Yeah, I think they do. I think they give the Braves a real run for their money. To me, those two teams are 1-1A in what I think is a pretty strong National League East.
Yeah, Juan Soto obviously kind of has an opportunity to separate himself from other people, I would say, if he has an unbelievable season, which I'm sure a lot of people are probably projecting a little bit from him. So I do think the Nationals rebound as well. I think too many, like you said, just too many damn good arms there. We got to take a break. We'll come back, continue the conversation with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll probably switch to hockey, though, so keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If it's fair. Home run! See you later. Stu Sherwater looked at it, put the right arm up in the air, and an upper deck blast by Soto puts the Nats on top. 9-6.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Kyle Connor into the Vegas zone. Good defensive play by Smith. Sends the puck along for Neal. Nice ball around Ekstrom. Neal with a shot. Stopped by Hellebuck. Neal out in front for Tuck. He scores!
One across, that was behind Brent Seabrook, and here comes Jake Virtanen trying to get loose. Virtanen scores.
Mark Scheifele heard back by Braden McNabb. Race to the puck, wants a shot for the net. He scores. 35 seconds in.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. You heard the highlights. Obviously, we're going to make the Puckheads very happy right now. We're going to talk some NHL hockey. And, you know, I just got to throw this out there because I've been thinking a lot about this. This is an interesting month for all of us, maybe more so for myself than others. My mom passed away a little bit over a year ago, just under a year ago. March 29th is the actual date of when she passed away. We're coming up on that date, but we're also coming up with that date on a lot of things that happened a year ago at this time, which is shutdowns, things stopping, sports coming to a screeching halt. Like, are we better a year later than we were a year ago? Yes, I think we are, but have we learned enough to move forward and make sure that everything is safe moving forward? Obviously, I don't know, and in time, things will work themselves out, but just think about a year ago today. I want both of you guys to kind of give me your thought about when you knew that hockey was shutting down, John. Mike and I knew that NBA basketball was shutting down. We knew we weren't going to have a March Madness basketball tournament. So just try to go back a year and give me your feelings about a year ago and what you're feeling now. John, you first.
Well, I had been to the Toronto Maple Leaf Tampa Bay Lightning game at Scotiabank Arena here in Toronto on I believe it was the 10th of March, which was the last game that the Leafs played prior to the Stanley Cup tournament in the summertime. And I think it was a Thursday that I heard about the fact that there was a good chance the NHL would be shutting down. A buddy of mine phoned me and said that he had heard that the officials had all been sent home from whatever cities they were in and had told to get home and stay home until further notice. That was an indication to me that there was going to be no hockey games that night, which, as I say, was the Thursday night. So I think we knew at that time there was going to be a shutdown for a while. It made sense given what we knew at the time. Frankly, I thought we were looking at somewhere of a shutdown between 2 and 4 weeks. If you'd have said to me a year ago today that we would still be talking about this in the spring of 2021 and we wouldn't be back to normal, frankly, I would have been shocked. I thought we were looking at maybe somewhere between 15 and 30, maybe 45 days at the absolute most before we got back to some form of normalcy. So, heck, we knew it was serious, but, you know, clearly it was a lot more serious than we thought it was. Are we further ahead? I guess we are in some respects. Are we any closer to seeing fans in the stands than normalcy? Probably, but it's still an unknown as far as I'm concerned, guys.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I will tend to echo what John just said there. I just got back from the Pac-12 women's basketball tournament up in Vegas, and it was one of those things where, you know, it was just, you just had a feeling that things were going to get shut down, and that, you know, the Pac-12 got the women's tournament in. But you just felt like, you know, the guys, it was going to be a good chance that it was going to get shut down. And it did get shut down. It actually was shut down on my way up to Vegas, for the men's tournament. So, you know, at that time I was thinking, okay, the pandemic, sickness, we can't mess around with people's health. I get it. I understand it. Now, was I thinking that this was necessarily going to shut down college football and the NBA and, you know, all that kind of stuff? I kind of had that feeling that it could, but I wasn't sold on it because I'd never dealt or been in a world where this was happening, a pandemic like this.
Right.
So when it happened, I was shocked, but at the same time, I wasn't surprised. So are we ahead from where we were last year? I agree with John. In some respects, yes, we are. People are getting there. There's a vaccine. There's multiple vaccines, and people are getting shots in their arm and stuff. And I just hope and pray that as we kind of move through the summer, you know, more people get vaccinated and people still kind of take in the social distancing, the mask wearing, all that stuff to keep yourself, us, everybody else safe, but it still remains to be seen what our society, especially American society, handles this as we move forward.
Yeah, I just want to put it like this, man. I think that it made me realize that slowing down in life and just kind of, you know, sucking things in and taking it all in and learning more, knowledge is king. Like that to me is kind of what I learned through the whole process, is that, you know what, we can have a lot of bad things happen, but educate yourself as best you possibly can and then go out and make your own decisions that are best for you and your family. All right, so now speaking about what's going on in NHL hockey, we still have those two teams, the warm weather teams, the Lightning and the Panthers, who are continuing to just rip up the league. They both have 40 points at this moment in time. The Islanders up there now with 40 points in the East. In the North, you have the Toronto Maple Leafs with 40. So 40 kind of seems to be a theme until you get to the West, where you have the Golden Knights, who have 37. But again, I kind of look at that, and they haven't played as many games, and that's probably more the reason than anything. But warm weather hockey, is that a theme or what, John?
Certainly appears to be that way, doesn't it? You know, I was looking at the standings this morning, as I always do on a Sunday morning or after the Saturday night games. I always look at the standings on a Sunday morning before we chat. And I thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, we generally look for trends when we chat. And I'm seeing a couple of trends here One specifically that we've got seven or eight teams that are on pretty good rolls. We've got the Winnipeg Jets, who I've always said, in my opinion, notwithstanding I live in Toronto, I think the Winnipeg Jets are the best team in the North Division. They've beaten the Leafs two out of three here in Toronto this week. They're 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. You mentioned the Islanders. They've won eight in a row. The Capitals have won four in a row. The Pittsburgh Penguins all of a sudden are hot. They've won five in a row. Florida's won three in a row. The surprising Carolina Hurricanes have won seven in a row. Vegas, eight out of their last 10. Minnesota, a surprise, 7-2-1 in their last 10. So we're sort of starting to see some of these teams pull away. The Islanders started badly. They're at 40 points now, as you mentioned. We know about the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're in first place in that division only because they've played 26 games and the Florida Panthers have played 27. Carolina, 1 point behind them. They've only played 26 games. So we're starting to see some of these teams pull away. And as we've mentioned before, the way that the schedule is set up this season, you're only playing in-division games. So every game you play is, quote-unquote, a four-pointer. You win three games in a row, you're going to gain 6 points on at least one team in your division. That goes a long way to winning a division in a compressed schedule of 56 games. So you got to make hay while the sun shines, and some of these teams are taking advantage of it. Every day I look at that Western Division and I see a different team in first place. I think it's fun to look at the standings every morning now because there's so much going on.
I agree, and if you're the Minnesota Wild, just keep seeing the Arizona Coyotes on your schedule because they're beating them up like crazy. So, yeah, they're playing some inspired hockey right now. I agree with you, John. As always, a true pleasure, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey for us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to continue talking, probably get back into NCAA hoops. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Tatar out of the corner. Not getting any winner of the pass. And it is still loose.
One-nothing. This is Dorf on Sports.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Dribbles to his left. Picked up defensively. Feeds Hachimura free throw line. Rui spins and shoots for the lead. He's got it. 6/10 of a second to play. Zags lead by 2. Noel will run the baseline. Passes in. It's caught. Here's the heave from half court. It comes up short. And the Zags escape with an 81-79 win over the University of Washington.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Okay, let's go.
That's right, baby. Let's go. It's March Madness time, people. Like I said to you before, Mike Wilson, we needed something to get us going and get our juices flowing as far as the sports world goes. And you know what? The tournaments have been fun, man. They really have. We've had some interesting things happen already. Your Oregon State Beavers are in. The Georgetown Hoyas are in, being led by Patrick Ewing, who, by the way, during the week, man, oh, man, think about that guy and all the things he's done at Madison Square Garden, bro. And for people to be questioning this guy, like, who he is and this and that and the other, and I just couldn't believe it, to be honest with you, man. I just can't believe that that would happen to a guy like Patrick Ewing, but it did. But you know what? His Georgetown Hoyas showed up for him, bro, and got him into the tournament. Hartford is in the tournament. Iona is in the tournament. Rick Pitino goes there. Year one, brother, and bam, look at the success they're having. So, dude, I think it's kind of got my juices flowing, if you can't tell by the tone of my voice, the excitement, the anticipation that I have about March Madness coming, brother. I'm excited as all hell. Let's wrap a little bit, man. Some of these teams that are getting in and some great coaching jobs and seeing teams get there for the first time, there's something special about that, Mike.
Oh, there is absolutely something special about it. It's the young men are acting like 6 and 7 year olds in little peewee basketball leagues. After getting a win, they're getting their ice cream treats at the end of the game, man. I mean, this is what it looks like to me. It's great to see. I agree with you with the whole Patrick Ewing at Madison Square Garden thing. Like, how do you guys not know who this is? His jersey's in the rafters, for crying out loud. You know, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame if he's not already. That's just weird. But you know, the Knicks will be the Knicks and that kind of thing. So the Iona, let's just, you know, put it to rest. Not that it needed to be put to rest, but Rick Pitino's a pretty damn good coach. You know, he anywhere he goes, he wins. He just does. I've always been a big Rick Pitino guy. I know he has baggage that comes with him, but the guy knows how to coach ball. He just does. It doesn't matter where he's at. You know, and then look, you're looking at Gonzaga 24-0. Can they run the table? You know, kind of thing with the tourney. So Baylor and Illinois, third ranked Michigan. I mean, your Big Ten, your home region conference, buddy, has some serious teams that can do some serious damage in the tournament. And as you and I both know, it just comes down to where they get placed, the region, the matchups, and all that. But the Big Ten right now is looking to do some damage, and I think they can.
Look, I'm a little concerned about Michigan. They're going to be without Livers, Isaiah Livers, at least indefinitely. We don't know how long,
right?
But you could see the impact with him not on the floor. definitely hurts that team. A great coaching job from Juwan Howard, but if you don't have all your ducks in a row, it may not matter. But I agree with you to a certain degree about the Big Ten. And when you talk about my Wisconsin Badgers, yeah, I'm from that great state of Wisconsin. But here's the deal. I don't necessarily claim them when it comes to college hoops unless they're having a good, solid, deep run. And that's only because, obviously, my loyalty at that moment in time has to go to my Golden Gophers. But look, here's where I'm at with the Wisconsin Badgers because of what I've seen from them throughout the year. They're a team that I think will have trouble in the tournament. And I'll tell you why, Mike, because they struggle in close games. The other day against Iowa, look, Iowa outperformed them down the stretch. And I think we would have been saying the same thing about Iowa had that outcome been the other way around. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, yes, I agree with you on your take about the Big Ten. Very solid basketball being played. I could see Iowa making a run. I could see Michigan making a run. I could see Illinois making a run. I could absolutely see Ohio State making a run. I'm a little bit more concerned about the Badgers. I don't know if they have enough in the tank, and the fact that they lose close ball games is a bit concerning to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, it would be for me as well. Look, I mean, my home region conference is the Pac-12. I mean, that's all you got to say is Pac-12, and it conjures up some different thoughts for sure. But, you know, you talked about Michigan and, you know, missing one of their main cogs, and that is a problem. Like you said, you don't have your ducks in a row. You don't have all your studs. You don't have all your thoroughbreds, and that can create a problem. So to a certain extent, we're going to see just how good of a coach Juwan Howard is when he's missing, you know, one of his main studs. But I still see Michigan. I still see Michigan, Andy, as a Final Four team. I just do. You know, my whole thing is, you know, great. You know, my Oregon State Beavers made the tournament. I'm under no illusion that they're going to win it all or make a deep run or anything like that. My bet is with the other team in the Northwest, because that's where I'm from, is Gonzaga. I'm throwing all my eggs in the Zags basket heading forward, because I want Mark Few to get his title. I think this guy has done something special up there in Spokane for years. They've made some runs. They've been disappointed by some runs. But this is a team that can shoot it, rebound it, play defense. They got guys coming off the bench that know their role. To me, Gonzaga is a complete team, and so I'm just throwing all my chips in, like I said, with the Zags.
Look, I think they have guys that can score at every position, too. Senior-led team, like you said, great job that Mark Few does with those guys year in and year out. And we haven't seen anybody since UNLV, if I'm not mistaken, be able to go undefeated and win the national championship. So it'd be pretty cool to see something like that. And if I'm not mistaken, it might have been the days with maybe Armon Gilliam and Stacey Augman, Larry right. Johnson, maybe, if I'm right, making the right yep. call here. I mean, dude, they had some great players on that UNLV team. Hey, okay, so let me ask you this real quick. I was watching Oklahoma State the other day as they were able to beat Baylor. This Cade Cunningham kid, who could very well be the number one pick in the draft, something special. I think Oklahoma State has dudes. I think they got athletic ability. I think they got guys that can just hop out of the building. I think they're a team that could potentially have a solid run. Texas was good too. I like Shaka Smart, man. Dude, he's a great. You talk about great coaches. That's a nice young, solid, great coach, Shaka Smart. We know what he's done in the past with some of those great teams that he had in the past. So look, and I'm talking about in small places. So now he's at Texas, and he has pretty good guys to run out there. Georgia Tech, man, holy cow. Like, Florida yep. State, I thought that they were supposed to be a little bit better, but you know what? Georgia Tech looked pretty damn good, too. Like, I'm excited to see some of these schools that we haven't necessarily been paying a lot of attention to, because you know what? They may surprise and shock the living daylights out of us, Mike.
No, I think they will, Andy. And you were exactly right with that Oklahoma State kid. You know, the guy can play. But here's
Cade,
the other thing.
Cade Cunningham, by the way.
Cade Cunningham, yes. Thank you very much. Here's the other thing that we got to remember. Virginia, KU, Duke, done, out of the tournament. Those are three huge teams. And, you know, in Duke and Kansas, you can pretty much call them blue bloods, and Virginia's right on that kind of blue blood kind of border with everything. But those are three big teams that the tournament's not going to have. And, you know, people are asking the question, not having these teams in, is that going to affect the tournament? You know what? I don't think so, because you have these up-and-coming teams, like we've been talking about, that are going to take over and probably capture the imagination of tons of fans, especially if they make a run. If they get into the round of 16 or the Elite Eight, you know, look, the Loyola Chicago's, you know, they made their run. That captured the imagination of people. So, you know, having Duke, Virginia, and Kansas is a big story in and of itself, but it's not the complete story of the tournament.
Slow down just a quick second, because Duke has been cleared to be able to play. Kansas will be able to play in March Madness. They were out of their conference tournament. So, look, Virginia, out of their conference tournament. These teams are eligible to play in March Madness. Obviously, they're going to have to go through the protocol, gotcha, the quarantining, things along those lines. But they are eligible. I just don't know. In Duke's case, they may not get in because they're just not good enough. Kansas will make the field of 68, so that they would be in. But again, they were out of their conference tournament. And, you know, it's funny about that, because I'm shooting there texting with my brother the other day, because he went to Kansas. So he's a big KU guy, Rock Chalk, Jayhawks, KU. I'm a big KU guy. But at the end of the day, man, I'm sorry. This is the way I feel about this stuff. Okay, look, there's a certain protocol that these guys are supposed to be following day in and day out, Mike. And, you know, he's telling me, well, they don't know, they were tracing, they don't know where it came from and this and that. And I said, John, you don't get it, bro. Here's the problem, man, is that somebody went out of that bubble at some moment in time, didn't tell anybody, and now you have an issue and a problem. So it goes back to all of these schools. It goes back to the coaches giving the right message, man. You know, to a certain degree, it's survival of the fittest, bro. So you know what you got to do in this day and age? You got to make sure that you're staying away from people, because the more you're around people, the more you open your pod up to other people, more opportunity for you to contract this virus and to continue spreading this virus. So here's where I'm at, dude, and I don't know if you're on the same page as me or not, but these teams that were taken out of their conference tournaments, shame on you, man. I'm sorry, but I have no love lost for teams that did not follow. And the argument could be, well, they can follow it and they still wind up getting it. Here's the problem with that. I'm not buying it, because you know what? I have followed the protocol myself for a year. And you know what, Mike? I have stayed clear. I am not sick. I have never been sick. I don't plan on getting sick. And I plan on continuing to follow the protocols that have been given to me. And I follow them to a T. So at the end of the day, this is on people to do the right damn thing.
No, it is. It's personal responsibility. That is what this boils down to. And like you said, you go outside the bubble, you do something outside, whatever the protocol is for your school, your team, all that kind of stuff. And this happens, you got no one to blame but yourself. And, you know, when you take into that personal responsibility, you and I both know that we have friends that, you know, are friends of ours that go outside of protocol and do something stupid. It's on them. Like, I'm not sitting here feeling sorry for them in the least. But we'll see what happens with these three teams going down. I appreciate the correction on that, but, we'll see what happens.
Look, it just, they may or they may not make it, but they're eligible. So, you know, you'll have enough time to get healthy and obviously be able to field a team, I'm assuming. So, you know what? Just follow the protocol, man. It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to anybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Our number one has flown by, Mike Wilson, and we have not mentioned, and I know you know about this as well as I do, Marvelous Marvin Hagler passes away over the weekend, yeah. I believe on Saturday, at the age of 66, bro. And you and I are both guys that enjoy the fight game, boxing, MMA, you name it. We both enjoy it. But I'll tell you what, man, I remember watching so many great battles between Marvelous Marvin Hagler and obviously Sugar Ray Leonard. So just brings me back to my childhood a lot, bro, to be quite honest with you. I loved what this guy did in the ring, and he was a great ambassador for boxing as well.
Oh, he is in my top three of favorite boxers of all time. You know, you talk about Sugar Ray and Hagler. How about that first round between Hitman Hearns and Hagler back in the day where they just came out swinging, and it was just an all-time classic fight. Hagler had that bad, you know what, look about him, bald head. He was built. He was solid. He could hit. He could knock you out. No, I love watching Hagler fight. He was the fight game to me as a teenager and in my early 20s as a young person. So it was, when I learned about it yesterday, I was actually kind of sad to hear that, because he was only 66. 66. You should be dying at 66. You should be still living your life. So, you got to give thoughts and prayers out to Hagler's family and anybody that knew him.
I agree, man. It's obviously sad, but just somebody that is a little bit closer to you and I, near and dear to our heart, because like you said, it's part of our childhood. We watched him so many times battle it out in the ring, and we were just amazed by the guy's skill and talent. So, like you said, thoughts and prayers to the family. We got to take a break. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? I've lost my health care, don't have a job, unemployment runs out. I'm behind on my mortgage. What are we going to do?
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The National Weather Service says several suspected tornadoes have touched down in the Texas Panhandle. So far, there's no injuries or deaths. The storm is part of the same system that dumped 4 feet of snow in the Denver area. In Minneapolis,
today's settlement reflects our shared commitment to advancing racial justice.
Mayor Jacob Frey, after the city agreed to pay $27 million to settle a federal civil rights suit by George Floyd's family. Floyd, who was black, died last May after Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer who is white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. Family attorney Chris Stewart gives a warning to other cities.
If you don't fix the policies that are happening, then you'll be seeing us again. Because we are making sure that black lives and black values will be understood.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A potentially dangerous asteroid will just miss the Earth later this month. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The Earth will see a rather large visitor later this month. Astronomers say that an asteroid twice the size of the Eiffel Tower will pass close to Earth on March 21st. NASA says the asteroid, named 2001 FO32, will pass by the Earth at a distance of more than 1 million miles. Scientists say the close encounter will give them an opportunity to study a potentially hazardous asteroid. but emphasized that there's no danger that the space rock will hit the planet. 2001 FO-32 will be about 5 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon when it cruises by. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Volunteers on Kauai's North Shore in Hawaii have launched a makeshift ferry service across a river after a landslide along a 2-lane highway cut several towns off from the rest of the island. The boats are taking people across the river to get jobs, medical care, and help deliver taro, the region's major crop. Officials hope to reopen at least one lane of the highway for emergency purposes by next Tuesday, but the outlook is uncertain. Multiple landslides 3 years ago cut off a similar section of the North Shore for 14 months. Altogether, residents estimate about 1,000 people live in the towns now isolated, including Hanalei, Haina, and Wainiha. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning. Good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Get at us. Couple of different ways to do that. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And whether it's NBA basketball, college hoops, which March Madness right around the corner, you can smell it in the air. Obviously, the boys of summer with Major League Baseball kind of going on in our backyard, Mike Wilson. NFL free agency, you can always talk that, my friend. Good morning, brother. Let's rock and roll once again here.
Absolutely, and you're talking about smelling something. I'm smelling a Pac-12 championship this morning, man, with my Oregon State Beavers. Like you said, hey, I'm all geeked up because this was out of left field. But, you know, when you're an alumni of a school and your school does something great, you know, you get all geeked up. But March Madness is here. Let's talk, man.
Yeah, look, you got a lot to be excited about. But at the end of the day, bro, you know me. I got to keep it real. The Pac-12? I'm not expecting big things from any of these teams. Whoever makes it out of the Pac-12, I'm not really expecting big things from them come March Madness time. Anyways, we'll wrap about that and a whole heck of a lot more. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting to launch a new business, be sure to set it up as an LLC or some other legal entity. Even if you're self-employed and don't have anyone else working for you, you should set up your business as a separate taxable entity from the beginning. Some professionals skip this step while they're still ramping up their client base, but it usually costs $1,000 or less and almost instantly protects your personal assets from any legal trouble your business might get into. So be sure to create an entity that keeps things separate. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now
you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Turner, step back three, missed it short. Rebound Moore, throws it up the floor to a cherry picking Dotson. Right hand layup, good. And the Jayhawks are back within four.
Duke with the ball down by two. Here comes Jones, 8 seconds to play. Jones across half court, leaves it for Barrett. R.J. Barrett dribbling out top, gets around Perkins, drives, shot blocked from behind, and that'll do it! The Gonzaga Bulldogs win their second Maui Invitational Championship, and with it, get their first ever win over a number one ranked team.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Now the fun begins.
That is right. Let the fun begin with us, people. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple of different ways, people. Hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike Wilson is giddy about his Oregon State Beavers, who I just threw you a text, and obviously you knew I was kidding about it. But, absolutely. Man, oh, man, you want to talk about a dream scenario, right, brother? Zags and Oregon State Beavers playing for the national championship. It's never going to happen, but you never know. It could happen, right, bro?
Hey, you got to lace them up, right? You got to play the game. I mean, that that would be a nightmare scenario for CBS and their advertisers. I mean, on one hand, they'd have the Zags. On the other hand, they'd be like, who's this team from Corvallis? Like, what's that all about? But, yeah, that would be a dream for the Northwest region, certainly. It ain't going to happen, but it's nice to think. It's nice to dream.
So there are teams like Oral Roberts, who are already in Appalachian State, Gonzaga, we mentioned, the Georgetown Hoyas, who won the Big East behind Patrick Ewing, and we've mentioned this earlier. I don't know how in the hell anybody gets in that dude's way when he's in Madison Square Garden. As far as I remember, he did a lot of great things in MSG, so... I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Teams like Drexel, Winthrop are in. Liberty is in. Cleveland State is in. Morehead State is in, I believe. So, look, teams are definitely punching their ticket. Oregon State winning the Pac-12. We talked about that already. They're in. They've punched their ticket. A lot of teams from the Big Ten could make some noise. We haven't talked much about, like, the SEC, the LSUs, the Arkansas, who I think that they all could wreak some havoc as well, man. And you mentioned it earlier, and I agree, matchups. But there's also something about great guard play in March Madness, having athletic bigs, having guys that obviously can get up and down the floor. And here's – I don't know what your takeaway from championship week has been, but I'll tell you what. My takeaway, and it's actually kind of a good one because I'm down on the NBA – but, bro, I've actually been kind of pleasantly surprised at the type of ball that I'm watching on the college level. Like, it's not – there's a lot of teams that do shoot a lot of three-pointers, but there's also a lot of teams that are going for the twos, and they have these guys that can post up, like Cochran from Illinois, Garza from Iowa. They do have some variety that I think the NBA is kind of lacking. So I hope that gets displayed in March Madness.
No, I absolutely agree too that, hopefully it does get, some talk. He's raw, but I like that Cochran from Illinois. I really do. He has an NBA body. He's tough. He's strong. He's still learning the game. He hasn't been playing all that long, but he's come a long way from when Illinois got him. So, that Cochran kid, he's a sneaky kind of talent that they have, and he's a legit big. Garza, I mean, what else can you say about Garza? The guy can shoot, he can rebound, he takes up space, he's wide, he's thick, you know, all that kind of stuff. And kind of as Garza goes, Iowa kind of goes. So, you know, with these athletic bigs that we've been talking about here for the last, you know, couple minutes, it's going to be fun to watch, but it really does in the NCAA tournament. And you know this, Dorf, because you mentioned it. Guard play. You got to have dynamic guard play, some scoring guards, you know, a good floor general and a point guard out there directing traffic. So, you know, if you got a legit big that can play, you got these guards that can play, you're going to be in the mix regardless of where you came from.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a real crapshoot. At the end of the day, man, it really depends on how those kids are feeling that day. I was impressed with Georgia Tech. I mean, Florida State is a very athletic team, but Georgia Tech coming into the tournament on the right streak, they're hot right now. I think that they're another team, very athletic, very long. They can get up and down. I'm telling you, man, I think, you know, I've watched Baylor a lot. I really did. I watched him a lot. And as good as Baylor was all year long, I'll tell you what, man, that Oklahoma State team that beat them in their conference tournament, and then they obviously went on to lose to Texas in the final game, though Kansas playing in the Big 12, so who knows what would have happened. But my point is this, man. I think the only team that I don't think is extremely vulnerable is that team in Spokane, and it's Gonzaga, bro. Like, Baylor showed me some vulnerability. You know, when things got a little tight, they kind of succumbed to the pressure. And that's I mentioned it about my team that I'm, you know, I'm from the great state of Wisconsin. I don't necessarily claim the Badger basketball team unless they're having a solid run in March Madness. But I see some similarities. Like, they feel like they're supposed to win. So when the pressure gets extremely high, pressure has a tendency to bust some pipes. And that's what I saw in the couple games that Baylor lost throughout the year, is that they kind of tightened up, man. And I'm telling you what, that to me sounds like a recipe for disaster when March Madness, and you've only got 40 minutes, and you got to get 3 points, and who's going to take that shot for you? Hesitation, it can kill you. So I do see some vulnerability in teams. Michigan without Isaiah Livers, I'm sorry, but
yep,
they're vulnerable, yep, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, like I've said it for so many years, expect the unexpected. I really, really think we're going to get some craziness happening in this March Madness, dude.
Hey, look, I'll go with crazy. I mean, you know what I've been dealing with in crazy, but I'll take this kind of crazy any day of the week. But let me ask you this, because you're more obviously a Big Ten guy than I am. You know, I'm one of those, you know, easygoing West Coast kind of guys. But Ohio State, what do you see out of Ohio State? Can Ohio State make a run? I mean, I know that they're ninth ranked or 10th ranked, depending on which poll you look at. But what do you see with Ohio State?
I love Ohio State, man. They can score. They can defend. They can get up and down the floor. They got a bunch of athletes. They gave Illinois fits all year long. They gave Michigan fits all year long. Obviously beating Michigan in the conference tournament, again, without Isaiah Livers. So you can read into that what you want. But you said it, man. I think there are several teams from the Big Ten that could absolutely wreak a bunch of havoc in this tournament. But you just never know, because they're going to be expected to win games because they're from the Big Ten. And they've had pretty solid years throughout. All these teams have had a pretty solid year throughout. So, yes, I like Ohio State. I think they have what it takes to have a solid Elite Eight run, maybe even a Final Four run. But if they don't make the Sweet 16, I would absolutely be shocked. If Iowa doesn't make the Sweet 16, if Michigan doesn't make the Sweet 16, if Illinois doesn't make the Sweet 16, I think I'd be surprised. I'm not as high on Wisconsin as I normally am come tournament time, because they faltered down the stretch in big games. You mentioned Garza. I just want to talk about this real quick, because he does struggle. Like, Cochran was able to kind of beat him up a little bit. So he's more of like a finesse type guy. And if that, to me, if there's one knock on Luka Garza, that's the knock I have on him, bro. Is I feel like he's a big dude. Like you said, he can cover a lot, but I think he's a little too soft at this moment in time, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. No, look, like I said, you're the Big Ten, you're the Big Ten guy, and you watch a little bit more Big Ten basketball than I do. So I'll take your take on Garza for sure. Let me ask you this. Let's step outside the Big Ten for a second, and a couple of SEC teams are kind of sitting there in the top 10, top 11, like I said, depending on which poll you're looking at. But Alabama and Arkansas, what do you make about basketball in the SEC, and especially with these two teams?
Another couple of teams that could absolutely wreak some havoc. Alabama, Arkansas, extremely athletic. These guys are long. They're playing a pretty good brand of basketball too, bro. Like, these guys get out there and that they're passing the rock. If you look at their stat line, I'm telling you what, you're going to see a lot of assists, which is kind of a shock.
Right.
But both these teams also, 20-game winners on the season, they have the ability to have absolutely a very, very solid run come March Madness, bro. So I think it's wide open. I mean, we say that all the time, but the only team to me that looks unflappable is Gonzaga. So we'll see if they're as cool as the other side of the pillow, as I'm using one from my man Stuart Scott from back in the day. I'm thinking about him at this moment in time, so I hope he's RIP right now, resting in peace, but I stole that from him. So the only team that I think is as cool as the other side of the pillow would be Gonzaga, bro. They just look unflappable, but when it comes down to just having 40 minutes, maybe not so much. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We'll do it. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. I think we may shift gears, Mike. We'll talk a little NBA hoops on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Kirk dribbles to his left. Picked up defensively. Feeds Hachimura free throw line. Rui spins and shoots for the lead. He's got it. 0.6 seconds to play. Zags lead by 2.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This final possession, 10 seconds to go. Kemba with a basketball. All square, 106. Kemba, out near the midcourt logo. Tries to blow by Bruce Brown. Passes to Jeremy Lamb. Puts up a three. Hits it! He hits it! With 0.3 seconds remaining! Jeremy Lamb puts the Hornets up. 109-106. Ball game!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, coming at you with another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And my man, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I believe that's back-to-back triple-doubles for that dude. So it looks like he has taken the great performance from the All-Star game where Mike, he had 13 of 13 dunks and 3 of 3 from three-point land, and obviously I'm being a little facetious because nobody really cares, but at the end of the day, bro, I'm sorry, when you shoot 100% in a game, there's something special about it. I don't care if it's an All-Star right. game or not. But the bottom line is this. I said to you before the All-Star game that I thought Giannis needed to go out and have a statement-like game, of which he absolutely did. It has now kind of taken place, and it has prolonged and kind of moved into the second half of the NBA season for the Bucks, who have now won three straight, Brooklyn four straight, Philly four straight, the Heat. Holy cow. Look at what the Heat have done, brother. I'm sorry, yep. but man, oh man, have they jumped up the charts here. They're now in fourth, ahead of your Boston Celtics. Amazing. Honestly, I'm shocked because I thought Miami might be a one-hit wonder. They're starting to come on. They're starting to play better. So that's good to see. And then right behind your Boston Celtics are the Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo Ball, can I say something about him, right? Dude's having a real good impact. The New York Knickerbockers right behind them. And then the Atlanta Hawks, who are a couple games under 500. I'm amazed that Miami has made this kind of a jump. I'm a little shocked that your Boston Celtics have kind of wavered. And, dude, I'm just going to go back to something that happened in the offseason. And if you're this guy, you got to take the money because it makes sense. But was Gordon Hayward maybe the glue to this team that we didn't really – no, at the moment in time when he left this team or when they let him go, I should say. So it seems like something chemistry-wise is not right for the Boston Celtics. It seems like the Milwaukee Bucks are starting to find their groove. We know what the Brooklyn Nets have. We know what the Sixers have. It'll be interesting to see how Embiid is. I know he hurt himself the other day. So, look, that guy's got to stay healthy, but – I think it's a three-team race, and then maybe Miami or Boston could play a factor, but Philly, Brooklyn, Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference seem to be the cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah, absolutely they're the cream of the crop. You know, you mentioned Boston and Miami. I don't see either one of those teams, and I, you know me. I'm a huge Celtic guy. I have been since I was a kid, but you got to call it what it is in Boston. It's average in Boston at best. Was Hayward maybe the glue, to that team, the presence in the locker room to help those young kids in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum kind of learn the ropes a little bit? He could have been, you know, it kind of looks that way. And like you said, I don't blame Hayward for taking the money. Anybody that puts, you know, 120 million in front of me for 5 years or whatever the contract is, give me a pen that works. Like I'm taking it. I don't care that I have to live in Charlotte. Like I'm going to take the money.
Hey, but let me ask you this. Brad Stevens, he's been under a little scrutiny as of late because people are starting to question this guy. Look, I loved what he did at Butler. I think this guy is a great motivator. I know he is a good judge of talent. Where are you on Brad Stevens and the relationship with him and the Boston Celtics?
Oh, Brad Stevens is not getting fired. He's fine. He's built up enough credibility within that organization and the NBA at that to buy him some time. Now, I mean, look, if this continues in the next few years, then we got something to talk about. But for now, no, I don't think Brad Stevens goes anywhere. I don't think Ainge is even entertaining any kind of thought in terms of changing coaches. Marcus Smart has been out of the lineup he's back, but he was out of the lineup for a long time. And you know, we were talking about Hayward being the glue of the team. The heart and soul of that team is Marcus Smart, for sure, up there in Boston. And, so when you have a player such as, Smart being out, that's going to affect some stuff, and it's going to affect rotation. It's going to affect the defensive ability of that team. So yeah, Brad Stevens ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Looking at the Western Conference, Utah Jazz still on top there. Our Phoenix Suns, you and I live in the Valley of the Sun, so we'll claim them at this moment in time. They're second in the Western Conference at this moment. Lakers right behind them, Clippers behind them. Your Portland Trail Blazers, the Denver Nuggets have made a little bit of a jump. San Antonio still hanging on there. Dallas now a little bit above 500. I mentioned I thought Luka would come on, and I thought that Dallas would come on a little bit. Seems like that's starting to happen. I really wonder how long the Phoenix Suns can continue this. The question I have about the Lakers is obviously AD and his health with that Achilles. The Clippers, I'm still kind of waiting for them to put everything together. I know PG-13 and Kawhi are very capable. I don't know about the rest of the guys they have with them. We know what Dame Time is all about. We know what Denver's all about. I honestly kind of feel like these teams just want to get to the playoffs, dude, and they want to just battle it out. They want to play these 4-7-game series, and the regular season is a big-time formality for a lot of reasons, but I think the Phoenix Suns – I'm just saying this, man. I think the Phoenix Suns might be the team that is like the Milwaukee Bucks of the past. They're going to win a lot of games. It's going to be fun to watch, but – in the postseason, it may fall apart on them.
No, I think the West is where the basketball is at. I think the champion's probably going to come out of the West. I do agree that they just want to get these teams in the West. They just want to get to the playoffs and just have it out. To watch the Western Conference in the playoffs. I mean, look, you got to get your soda and your popcorn because it's appointment television. It's going to be appointment television for those teams that are involved. I think the Lakers and how AD comes back from his injury regains that kind of chemistry with LeBron is going to be something to watch. You know, Denver, you got Dallas, you're talking about Dame Time up there in the Rose City. So there are some teams that can cause some havoc. But for me, Dorf, at the end of the day, it comes down to Lakers. It comes down to Utah and the Clippers.
Yeah, and in a weird way, I think it could be Utah's year, bro. Like, it's just one of those weird feelings I have. It just could be a Utah Jazz year where they're just, you know what? Their team chemistry seems to be just a little bit better than everybody else. It seems like they're having a little bit more fun than everybody else. It seems like they're playing a little bit harder than everybody else as well. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. And I think that the second half, the push that we're going to have, the race for home field or home court advantage, I don't necessarily know if it's a huge deal, but if the Phoenix Suns continue doing what they're doing, they're going to shock the living daylights out of me and surprise the hell out of me. And I just hope it's not just all regular season success. Keep it close, everybody. I hear the music. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Down the lane, blocked by Davis.
In with the lob and a classy finish by Anthony Davis.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Yeah, that's you, man. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, which, by the way, everybody, always live for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come back in the wee hours of the night. We start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for your listening pleasure. And Mike, you know, we haven't done this all day yet, and we haven't spoken about NFL and the free agency. And I saw something the other day that was extremely significant to me in understanding why Tom Brady has so much damn success year in and year out. And I know you're aware of this, but I think to the common person, they don't necessarily get it. They don't understand it. This guy restructures his contract year in and year out so that they have cap space to go out and get these little nuggets, these little pieces to the puzzle that obviously are the final touches. I just saw somebody else catch on to that, and that's obviously the guy in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes. They restructured his contract. My point of saying this to you, brother, is why doesn't Aaron Rodgers get the damn message? Why doesn't he get the memo about doing things like this to restructure the contract so that you can get better players around you? There's a reason why Tom Brady has so much damn success, dude. He's a smart guy. He knows that he's going to make a boatload of money, so it doesn't make a difference at the end of the day, but he knows he needs players around him, so he continuously restructures his contract year in and year out. The guy deserves all the praise in the world. Patrick Mahomes, taking a little page out of that book, the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to figure it out as well. Why doesn't anybody else figure this out, bro?
Because they're not the GOATs. Look, everybody's, you know, you get to the league and it doesn't matter which league you're talking about, but in this case, we're talking the NFL. Everybody's out to get as much money as they can. And for people like you and me and the average fan, the average Joe on the street, you know, you look at these guys, they're getting paid to play a game. They're getting paid millions upon millions of dollars to play a game. And it seems, like you said, that Tom Brady is the only one that has figured this out. Look, if I take a little bit less, or, you know, I prorate this stuff out over the course of the contract, you know, whatever it may be, that it's going to benefit us as a team, because the team, whether it was the New England Patriots or as it is right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they can go out and get these guys that are going to fit what they want to do. They can find these role players. They can find, like you said, these nuggets that are going to be able to they can be the slant guy, the guy that goes across the middle, the backup linebacker, because your starter maybe has some injury issues and things like that. Little things that make a difference when it comes to regular season football, and certainly makes a difference when you talk about playoff football. So, you know, to me, you know, Brady is the GOAT, and this is just, for me at least, and I think for you, just one of those reasons why he is the GOAT, because he is smart, he is forward-thinking, he doesn't think just, you know, six games down the road. He thinks a season ahead, what he can do to help the team benefit from him making, you know, quote-unquote, some kind of financial sacrifice, you know, on his part. So it's just smart football. It's smart thinking on Tom Brady, and he just shows why he's the GOAT, man.
Yeah, obviously there's a bunch of players out there for free agency for teams to scoop up. Just out of curiosity, Patrick Peterson, obviously the Cardinals decided not to keep him around. Where do you think he may wind up? San Francisco?
Boy, that's wouldn't he look good in Green Bay, yellow and gold, or gold and green, or whatever it is up there in the great state of Wisconsin? I mean, I think he'd look good in Miami. But if you're
Patrick P, right, and you kind of want to get back at the Arizona Cardinals, you may want to stay in the division, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like you said, maybe he goes to San Fran. Maybe he goes to Seattle. Maybe he adds something to the Seahawks defense, which they can always use an improvement up there in Seattle, whether it's the O-line, D-line, or the back end of the defense.
Thinking about that, bro, what about the Rams? They've got Ramsey on one side and you have Patrick P on the other?
Right. No, and you took the words right out of my mouth. Again, Dorf, like, you know, you and I are thinking on the same wavelength. So, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, imagine that quarterback tandem there in LA, if that was to happen. And you don't think any of these NFC West teams are thinking about this? Oh my God, yes. They would love to have Patrick P in the mix. To a certain extent, it's going to take a little bit of money and some negotiation, but I can guarantee you that all three of those other NFC West teams are just kind of salivating at the thought of having Patrick P in their uniform.
Hey, it looks like, obviously, we've talked about this a little bit as well. Aaron Jones, I feel like this is going to be a really tough one for the Packers if they wind up, you know, letting this guy go. But it does sound like the Miami Dolphins are extremely high on this guy. I know that would make you very happy to have him coming out of that backfield. So if that's the case, I'm telling you right now, dude, you're getting yourself a hell of a guy that can obviously run the ball out of the backfield, but this guy can do some damage and some work in the passing game as well. I'm sorry, but he's as versatile as a potato, man. You can mash him, you can bake him, you can fry him. This guy can do anything. He can do everything. So he is such an important piece to an offense. This is going to kill me. If he isn't back for the Green Bay Packers, then they know something that I don't know, and I'm going to be a little disappointed until I see the results of whatever they wind up putting out on the field. But I love Aaron Jones. Give me Aaron Jones all day.
Oh, give me Aaron Jones every day of the week and twice on Sunday, buddy. If he's in a Dolphin uniform, are you kidding me? Talk about a nice little check down in a screen pass, or just the check down for Tua. You know, if Aaron Jones is that guy, like you said, he can do some damage in the passing game. He can be the check down guy, kind of like Kamara is in the passing game at some points with New Orleans. But yeah, Aaron Jones, starting running back, Miami Dolphins, it has a nice ring to it. I'm not going to lie.
All right, so let's move on and let's talk a little quarterback situation. This Sam Darnold kid, obviously so much talk about him not being with the Jets. At this point, dude, if you're him, do you even want to go back to the Jets? Like, I don't think this is going to work either way. So you got to ship this guy out, right?
I would think you have to ship him out. If I was Darnold, look, you know, we talk about the grass isn't always greener on the other side, but I think a change of scenery for Darnold, a team that's willing to spend some money or has a good offensive line and is willing to spend some money on some weapons for him. I still don't think he's a bad quarterback. I don't buy into that. He's a quarterback that has suffered because an organization hasn't been doing their job to help him become a better quarterback. So, you know, if he gets let go and who knows what, you know, the story with Jimmy G and San Fran, I think San Fran, if they're to change quarterbacks, that would be an interesting fit for him. You know, there's been talk of him maybe, you know, sitting behind Ben Roethlisberger for a year and then taking over in Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh would be an okay spot for him. So, you know, with Darnold, yeah, you got some baggage with Darnold, certainly, but a lot of that baggage was due to the incompetence of the New York Jets.
I don't disagree with that. That's well said. Okay, so let's move on to another quarterback that just got paid the other day, and that's obviously Cam Newton going back for one more year with the New England Patriots for $14 million. You know, I kind of was like scratching my head about this, and then I kind of looked a little deeper into the numbers. Like, if Cam didn't get COVID, if Cam didn't start out so poorly, then actually the season wasn't so bad when you really think about it. And they did have some quality wins mixed in there in the mix, right? So I kind of understand this move a little bit. I'm sorry, but like a lot of people, you know, we talked about Jimmy G potentially going back to the Patriots or the Patriots looking for a quarterback in the draft, which is probably now what they will very likely do at this moment in time because they signed Cam for another year. But I just want to get your take on Cam, and when you look at the year from this past season, like a lot of people are down on him, but I don't know if it's like if it's warranted so much, because when he was actually healthy and when he was playing, the numbers weren't terrible. They were actually decent, man. So where are you on Cam Newton and the New England Patriots bringing him back for another year for $14 million?
Well, I think this may have been really the only legitimate option for them, because you don't know out of San Francisco and Jimmy G, the GM in San Francisco said, look, Jimmy G is going to be our quarterback. There's no question about it. And I don't seriously think the organization in San Fran was looking to move him. So, you know, that brings the Patriots back to Cam Newton for $14 million. I guess it's pretty heavy with the incentives in this contract. You know, look, you're right. When the stats that he has, and you take away, you know, if he didn't get COVID and all that kind of stuff, they aren't all that bad. Okay, they aren't all that good. On top of that, but really for the Patriots, what was really their legitimate second option? What was choice B? Or even was Cam Newton choice B and choice A was somebody else that, you know, or something that we didn't know that was in the mix?
Sure.
Because, you know, because we don't know what goes on with New England, because they're pretty tight-lipped. I mean, you know this, they're pretty tight-lipped about
right.
Everything that goes on with that organization. So, you know, maybe Cam was choice B and not choice A. Maybe he was choice C. We just don't know, but right now, he's a $14 million choice for the organization there in New England. And, you know, look, New England, they had a lot of people sit out this year. So we don't really know just how good they may have been either on defense or offense.
Yeah. So, hey, one more I want to get in before we got to take a break. We talked about it on the local show, and we were doing the math, and quite frankly, this is right in the ballpark. And I'm talking about Dak Prescott, who got paid $160 million. We were doing the quick math, and I'm like $150 million, so they wound up paying him like $160 million, right? So at the end of the day, did Dallas do the right thing here, and should Dak be happy?
Should Dak be happy? Yeah, Dak should be happy. You know, when you get $75 million in the first year and 66 of that is a signing bonus and all that, drinks are on me. Like, that's crazy. I think Dak should be very happy. That's generational wealth right there in a signing, pen signing. Dallas, you know, we talked about it. Look, maybe Jerry Jones isn't totally sold that he's the guy that's going to get us to the Super Bowl, but for right now, he's the choice that we got to roll with, and so he's spending the money.
I think it's interesting when you hear Jerry talk about this, and he says, "Oh, if there's anything ever worth something, I overpaid for it." So
right.
It's kind of a weird, like, compliment at the same time as it's like, hey, he just realized, I gotta pay this dude finally. Anyways, I hear the music. That means we gotta take a break. We'll be back to do what we always do, parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Same goes.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in for the final time today with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways. Follow us on Twitter. Mike is Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Follow us. Engage with us. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, as always, you know how it goes, bro. We do parting shots. Before we do that, though, just want to mention one more time, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we come back late night style, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, taking you into the wee hours of the night. Mike, it's parting shot time. You are up.
Well, this is the most obvious parting shot that I'll probably ever have on this show, but my Oregon State Beavers, I'm telling you, fifth ranked going into the tournament in the Pac-12, struggled with COVID and everything. They come out, they beat Oregon, UCLA, Colorado in the Pac-12 tournament. They're not going to win the tournament, but my Beavs are in. We're dancing. Get your popcorn, get your soda. All you Beaver fans, we're going dancing.
Dude is so giddy. It's great. I love hearing it. I love the excitement in your voice. And quite frankly, dude, you and I needed this. We needed the college tournaments to happen. We needed the excitement. We got to get this juice flowing, and it hopefully will just keep us rolling right into baseball. But my parting shot goes to my man, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has seemed like he's woken up. Hopefully the team is waking up, and let's keep it rolling. You had so much success over the last couple of years in the regular season. Let's make it postseason success this year. For Mike Wilson, for Scott, for John Poulter, who joined us, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.